This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, April 5th at 7 a.m. This is our 127th and last daily forecast of the season. Today's forecast is dedicated to you, everyone that sent in observations, read the advisories, took an avalanche class, or donated money, time, or gear. Our success is directly related to community support and the Forest Service. Thank you for another great season. Yesterday morning, the mountains near West Yellowstone and Cook City got an inch of snow with none elsewhere. Overnight, wind was south to southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 35 miles per hour. This morning, temperatures are 20s Fahrenheit and wind is southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Today, temperatures will reach mid-30s under partly cloudy skies with southwest wind at 15 to 30 miles per hour. And light snow showers will drop a trace to an inch of snow in the southern ranges today. And another 1 to 2 inches is possible in the mountains by morning. Yesterday, a skier triggered a thin wind slab on Beehive Peak, which caught and carried a four-legged group member. All were unharmed, although seemingly small, a shallow slab can carry you over cliffs or into trees. Today, you can trigger fresh wind slabs that formed the last couple days with moderate southwest wind. Be cautious of wind-loaded slopes and avoid terrain where any size slide has large consequences. Larger avalanches can break 2 to 3 feet deep on buried weak layers. Yesterday in the northern Gallatin Ranges, snowmobiler triggered a slide that broke 2 to 3 feet deep on a small slope. The slide likely failed on buried surface hoar, facets, or a crust, which have produced avalanches, collapsing, and unstable test results for the last week. Dig to look for buried weak layers and avoid slopes where you suspect they exist. They have consistently been found in breaking instability tests from the Bridger Range to West Yellowstone. Also avoid slopes where you can trigger wet avalanches if the snow becomes wet, and stay away from large cornices. As Doug explains in his recent video, even though things may look good, there are various hazards and stability can change quickly. Today avalanches are possible to trigger and avalanche danger is moderate. Since Wednesday, there were 2 tragic avalanche fatalities in Wyoming, and in the last 2 weeks, 2 avalanche accidents in Colorado required heli evac for life-threatening injuries. All of these accidents occurred during moderate avalanche danger. A lot of people are out and distancing themselves into new and untracked terrain. Please make conservative choices. Choose terrain where a slide will not carry you through rocks, over cliffs, or into trees, no matter how certain you are of stability. Avoid avalanche terrain entirely to greatly reduce your risk of being injured or killed. Please consider the greater risk to rescuers, EMS resources, and yourself at this time. We will post general weather and avalanche bulletins every Monday and Friday through April. Please continue to send us your observations. You can fill out a form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks, and have a great day. Thanks for a great season. Ride safe.